John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
You know, I seriously think there is a dark matter full moon going on right now.
You think there's a dark matter full moon going on right now?
I really do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Things are just odd. And it acts and feels like a full moon, but yet the sources of it are hidden. You can't readily identify it.
Can't readily, so it's kind of like a... something kind of like one of those strange types of things, right? Like retrograde. Is it a Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, but this isn't necessarily having to do with astrological things. This has to do with a real scientifical. But should we cue Betty?
Yeah, go ahead, cue Betty.
Let's take a moment of silence for all the souls that gave up their existence. For what? A worthless war. A shiny brand new iPhone. Cheap bananas. Ugh, when will you humans ever learn? When robots take over the world soon enough, you will all know a new way. And now for the silence.
Is there a cue when we're done with the silence?
No! Oh.
Okay, we're done with the silence.
Hey, everybody. It's from Chicago. It's Joe.
It's Anthony in Tampa. And you're listening to Shyampa Radio.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty. And you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's episode 89 of the Joe and Anthony Show. Some gave all for shiny iPhones, cheap bananas, and oh yeah, oil. For Monday, May 29, 2017. Hey Anthony, how's the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Oh, Betty. Thank you, Betty. It's just lovely.
No problem, Anthony.
Oh, but she... you might want to check up on her thingy there, her
vocal
frequency
processor.
Response. Yeah, no, her encoding, her frequency encoding, her kilohertz. She sounds a little funky.
No problem, Anthony.
There you go. So
no problem, Anthony.
Yeah, now she's on like constant crazy repeat too. The weather track's automatically loading in like 3 seconds, so I figured I'd just run it out. See, there you go.
Folks, it's
I was
been
able
a week.
To drink my glass of wine while the weather track changed over automatically. Isn't technology great?
It's grand.
It's lovely. Now let me find my weather. All right. It's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. The rain hath cometh, and now the rain hath leaveth. Don't expect any more rain until next weekend. No, we got like this ridiculously like huge amount of rain over like the past few days. Like there was like a couple big storms. They moved through. It was fantastic. And now there's no rain. So, yeah, we should not expect any more rain until probably close to next weekend. A lot of band burns remain in effect. Some have actually come back into effect because a couple of counties like dropped the burn. They're like, oh, my goodness, it's raining. So we'll drop the burn bans. And then, of course, it stopped raining. Unless you're listening live. It is not currently fair in 90 degrees Fahrenheit with a humidity of 45%, giving us a heat index of 92. Nice and hot. The dew point is 66, and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, is mostly clear with a low around 75 degrees. And then Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Then partly cloudy with a low around 77 overnight. And on Wednesday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 91. Be hot this week.
Hot.
And then overnight it will be partly cloudy. Finally on Wednesday, with a low of 77 overnight, on Wednesday there will be a 20% chance of rain. Just a smidgen chance of rain throughout the day and into the night. And that's your Cheyampa weather for Tampa Bay. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Thanks, Betty. Remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies. From KMDW, Chicago Midway International Airport, it's currently partly cloudy at 76 degrees. The dew point is at a comfortable 43 degrees, and the humidity is at 31%. This is awesome weather conditions that I want every day of the week, but with, you know, the necessary amounts of time for rain and flowers and all that good stuff. So, but I know one of our listeners would certainly disagree with that. What's your opinion? Give us a call at the studios and bitch about the weather or anything else for that matter.
Who would disagree with the weather?
Yeah, you could. You could call it fake. You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. Once again, that number is 813-327-8566.
And you know, Joe, we do like talking about the weather here.
We sure do.
It does seem to be one of our favorite topics. Sometimes when we get started, we just can't get stopped. So please continue.
Now, hang on to your diapers, because those winds are whipping fierce out of the west at 16 miles per hour, gusting to 25 miles per hour. But I digress. For you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. On the night of this broadcast, we could expect a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m., which is in the past. Then a slight chance of showers between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m., which is now. And from my vantage point, see nothing. It's blue skies. So, you know, who knows? It will be partly cloudy with a low around 54 degrees. On Tuesday, expect a slight chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. It will be gusty and mostly sunny with a high near 71. On Wednesday, expect mostly sunny skies with a high near 68. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Joe. Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Cheyampa Radio, the World Labor Hour on WRFU, and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support this music by visiting incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops, and keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio. Betty, 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 Betty out.
Yay, I like it when Betty, 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 Betty,
Betty, Betty, Betty, Betty out. You know, Betty, mm-hmm. Betty
and now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment A, the TP segment.
She wasn't going to pause. She was going to let us go, huh?
Yeah. Wow. She's like, the show must go on.
The show
dudes.
Must go on. So, and I'm letting the weather track run out because that now also has like 5 seconds left to it.
Really?
So we ran out the weather track.
Ooh, good for wine.
We ran out the intro track and we ran out the weather track. I think I am finally now
detensed.
Are you detensed? Good.
I think I'm detensed.
I think I might be as well. Maybe at least a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know if I would say happy Memorial Day, because it's not really something I want to be happy about, to be completely honest.
No. I mean, especially as of recent wars, I mean, older wars were a lot less about what...
Ideology,
yeah, I mean...
And religious bullshit.
Yeah, we've been fighting for way too many things that we shouldn't. We really need to. We just need to. We need.
Well,
to
and
take
now
a
we're
step
fighting.
Back.
Grubhub, go away! I don't care.
Now we're fighting Grubhub on the ground.
Yes, we're fighting Grubhub.
Grubhub on the ground.
No, but you know we're fighting. We're fighting cults of personality and cults of religious crap.
Cults of everything, and then cults of science freaks and anti-science freaks, and then you've got anti-vaxxers,
yes. anti-vaxxers
and oh my goodness,
oh, this is so confusing. It's everybody.
You know, and it's kind of sad because these days when I go onto Facebook, it's like there are people that just are definitely in tune into one channel, and that's Democrats and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yeah, 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 unfortunately.
And then there are other people that are tuned into kind of a denial that Donald Trump is an idiot.
Yeah, that unfortunately there is a lot of that. I've looked around. I'm really trying to give this guy a try.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to be honest with you.
But there are some things that just I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you know, but we can table this for more further discussion later because I know we got some other important things to talk about.
So I
wanted to mention really quick though that apparently Memorial Day sales did not draw shoppers to Tampa Bay malls.
Really? Well, that's not surprising. I mean, I went to Lowe's today. Lowe's was kind of busy this morning. I had to stop.
Well,
at Lowe's
is more of a specialty store, though.
I guess, yeah. So,
you know, it's home construction and improvement store.
But they have I guess so. But Lowe's can get busy. Lowe's gets busy at like Black Friday. Lowe's
really?
Is crazy. Oh yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Huh.
Yeah, so my Lowe's here get busy. The Lowe's and the Home Depot's get really busy here.
You know, I have noticed the Home Depot is awfully busy, and it's just like a plethora of things just going on at once.
Yep, exactly. You know, because I mean, if you're a homeowner and I mean every property is owned by somebody, so either a landlord or a person needs to maintain it and do this and do that. You know, so it's like the only place you can get household supplies from is Lowe's, Home Depot. There's a few smaller independents kind of out there. There's an Ibera, I believe, somewhere around here that I've never been into yet.
You know, the interesting thing, and I don't know if Target is just going to stop carrying it, I went in recently, and I usually get my my furnace filters from Target because they carry all the good ones plus the cheap ones.
Yeah.
So I went to go purchase them, and they were all marked on discount. They were ridiculously cheap.
Oh, wow.
But the thing is, I don't want to go and downgrade to a different filter. You know, I like the super high filter everything out of the air. Because when I scrub the air, I want the air to be clean.
See, we actually have to buy the cheap filters.
Well, you have another system.
We have a different system, that takes care of everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if we buy the expensive filters, it actually causes the system to break down. So I'd actually have to order those on Amazon, believe it or not. Really? I have to order them because I can't find them at like Home Depot or Lowe's. So I order like a 12-pack. They come in a box.
Are they the ridiculously cheap and they're kind of, they look blue or...
Well, mine are white, but yeah, they look blue. They're kind
of
like that angel hair.
We
it's
have
like
a
you
ton
can look,
of them.
It's basically like the only thing that's going to stop is like a small animal from getting through the air vents.
Exactly.
You know, the goldfish might get sucked through, but the cat will be blocked. So yeah, but there's like a UV and an ionization thing on my system, so it I can't, if I use like the super heavy duty filters, it causes the system to like shut down. So
oops.
But it's fine. I mean it you know, it catches a decent amount. Everything else is caught by the other stuff. So you know.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what's this here we got in the dockets about the World Labor Hour?
Well, World Labor Hour, yes. Yeah. I like to, we mention them, but we kind of like always give them a passing mention, and I try to listen to them every week, and it's been kind of hit and miss lately just because there have been some technical issues on our end, and then other times with me with scheduling, and, you know, I can't get in all the time or take a listen or edit. But yeah, they've been giving us some great plugs over there, so we want to go ahead and give them a howdy doody, howdy doody do.
Hey guys,
for the World Labor Hour, we have over there, we got Bill, Gus, Dave, and Angela.
Yes.
Mostly it's Bill, Gus, and Dave. I don't think Angela's on every show, but she's on most of them, or many. Yes. Many. She's on many. And then they have other guests. They have a lot of other guests that come and go.
So, well, and they also have a lot of call-in guests.
Yes, they do get call-in guests.
Very interesting people that have called in.
Yes, and I've always been telling Bill that I've needed to become a call-in guest at some time and point, but I never get the opportunity to listen to him live, so I always miss it.
Well, the next time I come out, and we're going to be sitting at home at the appropriate time, we're going to call in.
We're going to call in. All right, guys, be ready. Be ready. Be ready. Then that will that's usually the October trip.
So.
Yeah, that's usually that's usually the 4Q meeting for Cheyenne Radio. So it's a weekly program. It's broadcast every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon Central on WRFU Radio Free Urbana 104.5 or WRFU.net on the internet. News and discussion on labor and other issues that affect working people. Really good program. Runs about 2 hours. They usually do about an hour and 45 minutes, and then they drop in something called the Union Edge at the end of it. It's a syndicate thing.
That's cool.
So yeah. So you usually it's a good discussion, like you said. Call-ins, guests, stuff like that. Take a listen. And then if you miss them live, we do recast them on.
Yes.
You can catch them the following Sunday, the next day. And as long as there's no technical problems. But you can catch them at 6 Eastern, 6 in the morning Eastern, and at noon Eastern.
And I appreciate that because I have to catch them early in the morning because I work all day on the weekends.
Exactly, so. Exactly. So yeah. if you're up early, if you have to get up early and going on the mornings, then you can catch World Labor Hour first thing in the morning on the weekends. And if you catch it Saturday mornings, you'll just catch the previous week's episode. So if you missed the previous week's episode, you can catch it the Saturday morning, and then we recast them live. But I suggest tuning into them directly if you're going to listen to them live. And then you can just catch the recast, and then they put their stuff out on iTunes. So I'm also looking for medical marijuana cardholders in Florida. I'm interested in the process. I have a lead on a possible guest interview. So, but we do have a possibility of I do want to get some more people to talk to, interview, find out what they've done and how that process has worked for them, what's available. Because there's a lot of information out there, but I think there's also a lot of misinformation floating around on the internet. And I know a lot of decisions now are up to the Department of Health. So a lot of stuff is up in the air. So so I'm looking, if you have email, playus@cheyampa.info, or you can just visit the website. Call us 813-327-8566. All right, I need to take a break.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. I got you at the most inopportune time.
Good Lord.
Good Lordy.
So a man steals a security camera so grandma won't see him masturbate.
Isn't that awesome?
You know, it's like, what, does grandma have a secret cam, and has she been the one posting all the hot videos to
Maybe. You never know. It was in West Virginia. Oh, my goodness. If you look at the link, I have to post this.
Which will be in the show notes.
It's going to be in the show notes, and I'm going to be posting it directly on Facebook right in this moment.
But now I want to know about this next interesting story where a hot glue gun triggers a four-hour lockdown at Colgate University.
Oh, yeah. And we don't have much time because we're about ready to go into your news here.
Yeah.
We can... We can go into it now. I can do your really quick one on it.
You know what? We'll put it in the show notes, and we'll take a peek and do an expose later.
We'll look at it next week.
Yeah.
We'll take a look at it next week. How's that? It's becoming old news, but we can talk about old news anyway.
What's the random news wheel?
Oh yes. Tonight? Okay. Do you want to spin the wheel? All right.
Yes.
All right. Here. Hold on. Let me get the wheel over here. Let me get the wheel over by the screen. Okay. All right, go ahead. Reach out. You gotta hold on the wheel. You gotta hold on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Give it a good turn. There you go. Oh goodness! Right,
can I put my hand down and stop it?
No, you must let the wheel complete its spin. You may not. All right. Machete-wielding clown tries to hitchhike along a busy California highway.
You know, I saw the devil posted that not too long ago.
Yeah, so police spotted a 61-year-old Larry dressed as a creepy clown standing along California Highway 101. He was wielding a bloody machete, holding out his thumb like a hitchhiker, according to KSBW News.
Sure, why not?
The police handcuffed him. They couldn't do anything because he actually didn't actually attack anyone or threaten anybody. They did a psychiatric evaluation on the scene. He seemed okay. So he's just a crazy old man, just a kooky old man, I guess. So the sheriff's office is still investigating the incident. And the police are also advising other clowns to stay away from the highway. Right, but when,
because that's where you're going to get a lot of laughs, right?
Well, that's where you're going to get a lot of freaked out people, that's for sure.
Yes.
So, but what we're going to also get some of is some of that news.
And now for the news.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Due to technical difficulties beyond our control, we do not have the bzzz dot wave, so we'll just go bzz, bzz. Oh boy, more bees.
Okay, there we go.
This is from our friend Daniel Uria from UPI.com. A Georgia woman had a massive beehive removed from her home after learning about 120,000 bees.
Holy shit.
Had been living in her ceiling.
At first, I thought the bee, you know, when you said the massive beehive, I thought you were going to say she had the massive beehive removed from her head as a giant headdress.
Nope. Decatur homeowner Lisa discovered the 6-foot
wow.
long hive.
Shit.
So it was tall, filled with bees after wow. hearing buzzing coming from the side of her house.
Wow, Jesus, holy shit. I'm going to go water these petunias over there. Why is my house humming?
But she had a beekeeper friend. Oh,
there you go. There
she
you
had
go.
A beekeeper friend.
Oh, it's good to have a beekeeper friend.
To help her handle what she suspected to be a much smaller bee problem. Several hundred bees emerged from the ceiling after Lisa's friend created an opening. But they seemingly had no interest in entering the beekeeper's bee box. They had a condo in our ceiling. Why would they go in that little box? Lisa said. Georgia bee removal employee Bobby eventually used a specialized heat-sensing camera to slowly uncover the massive hive. Did the
wow.
first hole in the ceiling, and it was a little bigger, and a little bigger, and a little bigger, and a little bigger, and it ended up being about 6 feet long.
Wow.
He told Fox 5.
Wow.
Definitely this year it ranks up there in the two top that we have done. So that's where all the bees have been, because, dude, I haven't been seeing a whole lot. This guy said he was stung about 10 to 15 times while uncovering the hive that contained about 60 pounds of honey.
They were busy doing that.
Yeah, over the course of about 6 hours, Chazon used a vacuum to suck the bees into large canisters, which he plans to use to safely relocate them. I would want to be a million miles away from this whole encounter. Lisa said her encounter with the massive swarm made her slightly more afraid of bees. Slightly! But
slightly.
She was looking forward to the opportunity to try some of the honey, of course. My roommate is furious for not getting any of the honey, she said. But the beekeeper said he would bring me some.
Wow, how sweet. That's so sweet. How about that? Wow.
Uh-huh.
Have that many bees living up in your ceiling.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's crazy. Uh-oh. Hmm.
So we got more bees?
You know, maybe Lisa from the previous story should have kept those bees.
Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
By Vanessa Rancano from KQED.
KQED!
Which is from our friends in Fresno, California.
Fresno, California. Where news comes
last. Yes. Say they've uncovered the biggest beehive theft
oh.
they've ever seen.
Oh.
They recovered nearly $1 million worth of bees.
Oh, my goodness. Is it Ezel? Is it Ezel?
Victims.
Oh, no. Maybe Ezel, please tell me you're not stealing bees, Ezel. 813-327-8566. You can leave a message later if you can't get to us live.
Sergeant Arley of the Fresno County Sheriff's Department Agricultural Crimes Task Force said detectives got a tip about some stolen hives. When they showed up at an orchard in the outskirts of town, they found 51-year-old Pavel in a beekeeper suit tending to a motley assortment of beehives.
We have a call.
We have a caller.
Let me find my arrow. Hold on. Okay, wait. I think I got it. Hold on. Hold on. This new mixer, this new console is a little confusing.
Uh-oh.
Caller, I think you're on the air. Talk to us, caller. I think it's Ezel. Joe's over on the other end flapping like a seal.
Hello, this is Ezel.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. What's this story about the bees?
There's
$1 million.
Are you missing any?
Are you missing?
I want to know what the price tag on them bees.
Where are the bees? What are up with the bees? Why are they million-dollar bees?
According to this, they discovered 2,500 stolen hives.
Oh, wow.
So if you divide that by a million, what do you get? Where's that trusty dusty calculator?
Jesus Christ.
You got to have one of them calculators.
The one that co-wackalator
thing. I'll tell you right now that each hive is worth about maybe $600 to $800 per hive. So you got to do the math on that one.
Well, this says $400 a hive.
Oh, $400, that's cheap, man. I would go over there and buy me some bees, man. Are you
kidding me? It's over, what was it at? Over in Fresno, right, Joe?
I think I'm getting ripped off. Wait a minute, $400 a hive? Is that California?
Yeah, Fresno, California.
Fresno, California.
Oh, man, I got this supplier in Armpit, Illinois. Hey, man, this guy's been ripping me off.
Apparently, sounds like it. $600 he's charging. Yeah, wow.
See, maybe he's the one. You know what? You never can trust anybody. I'm telling you.
That's true.
It's unbelievable. But I want to say, though, you know what? Yeah, things are looking good here. I mean, we had a whole bunch of rain and shit, but man, them bees are making honey, man. I'm producing honey like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, well, that's good.
But well, what I'll tell about, you what, there, you know, there's a problem, but I'll tell you what, that them bees in the attic, man, that's a common thing, man. I'll tell you, you know what it is? They're smart. See, bees are smart, and they go up in the attic because they know nobody's going to find us there, man, and we could just party. You know, they go up there, they party their ass off, they're making honey, they're taking care of the queen, and, you know, and all they need is a little itty-bitty hole somewhere, and they go in and out, man. I'm telling you. And, you know, that people, I got stung. Yeah, shit, man. I tell you, that ain't nothing, man. It's like getting a mosquito bite, man. That ain't nothing. I think it's overrated. You guys are overrating the stings, man. You know what? You just rub it off. You pull that stinger out, you just rub it down with a little alcohol. You'll be all right, man. I'm telling you, man.
You
it's
go.
Part of life. You know, it's a bee life.
Just as long as you're not allergic.
I don't know about 120,000 stings, though. That seems a little excessive.
Well, that's a little... you know, I don't even think you've got 120,000 places on your body unless they crawl up your nose and sting you, too, you know.
Ooh, that can be painful.
Man, I'm telling you. But you know what? I used to own a dog, man. That sucker, he pees off the grass, man. That sucker shake his head. He swallowed pee. And I'm like, man, this is a crazy dog here, man. But... you know what? They're a pretty good source of protein, them bees. They carry pretty good nutrients. If you can get past that stinger, man, that's a good meal. You know, a lot of times I'll go in a hive and I'll take a couple dozen. I'll fry them up in butter, man.
Oh, there you
good,
go. There
man.
You
I'm
go. Just have yourself a little.
It's a good eating,
little,
man.
Plus,
they're kind of sweet, too, you know.
They're a little sweet. Okay. Okay.
Sweet. Yeah, they're like sweet and sour chicken. You know, you get over at the Chinese joint by Anthony's over there, man. That's some good stuff there.
Yeah, we did. I tell you that Chinese restaurant in the strip mall is pretty good over here.
Not bad, man. Fung Po, man. It's a good eating place, man. But anyway, I want to tell you guys, you know, because you got, I think you got a commercial coming up.
I think we do have a commercial
there.
Break coming
up. You know, I, today's Memorial Day, and it's mainly for the veterans. And I had a little party here over at Armpit, Illinois, you know.
Armpit,
and I had a few veterans here, and, you know, and they didn't fight in them bullshit wars. I mean, I got a guy I talked to today. He's 95 years old.
Oh,
he landed on Omaha Beach. And you know that son of a bitch is still alive. He lives down there in Tennessee, and I gave him a call, and he's a pretty cool dude, man.
Oh,
I know him
go.
a lot of my life, and you know, he's a pretty good guy. He's a straight up guy, and he fought that big war. You know?
Yeah. That's the.
And those are the guys I respect. That big war, you know, them guys are all disappearing, and you know.
Oh yeah.
You got to give them a little shout out, man.
Oh
you
no,
know,
definitely.
Because I'll tell you what, we'd be all eating sushi right now, or Zeke Island all the time. You know that Zeke Island bullshit. You know.
I like
so,
sushi.
Them guys were the real heroes, I think.
No,
you know?
I agree. I totally agree.
That was something that they had to. That was a thing they had to do, you know?
Yeah, that wasn't a political. That was a bigger thing. Everything lately,
right,
unfortunately,
right.
has been political.
But you guys keep up with them bee stories because we got to save them bees, man. We got
to
take care
save
of them,
the bees.
Them bees and that honey, man, I'm telling you.
Oh, I totally agree.
Okay, and it was, you know what? It was nice talking to you guys again. And,
me too.
I've been busy. You know, it's springtime here, man, and it's beautiful.
No,
man.
That's
it's
true. That's very true.
It rained for like a month or some shit. I don't know. But it stopped raining. Today was a beautiful day. I'm out there playing with the bees, so I don't get to call you guys much. But I'm glad to call you, say hello, and
yeah,
I'll save you some money. And, you know, and you guys keep going with that good show, man. You got some
Thank
good
you.
Stuff. You got
Thank
good
you.
Talking points.
Uh-oh.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry, somebody at the door. Hold on, I will check the door. Hold on a second.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I gotta go, guys.
All right, it's the bees. Right,
bye,
I didn't want to get fed or something. I don't know what they were. I'm always looking for something. All right, guys, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Take care, man.
Take it easy, Ezel. Oh, at least we know Ezel is doing mm-hmm. well. That's important. So,
well, that's the news, Anthony.
That's your news? That's the news? Okay, let me go back to the script here and find the same thing I've said for how many episodes now? 89 episodes, and I still have to look at the fucking script? Because it doesn't change. It doesn't change at all, usually. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this derailed, on-air, spelled with an E, encapsulated, unsanitized, socialist streaming experience? Well, visit Chiampa.info to find out how. Chiampa. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Ooh, that was a burp. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Flashbacks.
What a tan.
What a tan. What a tantalizing, moisturizing, mesmerizing.
What a tan.
What a tan.
What a tan is different. It keeps your skin moist and sensuous. Go ahead, feel the difference.
What a tan.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know the first Lifesaver flavor was peppermint? Did you know that the ancient Greeks first grew carrots as a form of medicine and not a food? Or how about the fact that frozen foods were first introduced in 1920? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
This is Radio Moscow, Moscow. This is Radio Moscow, and here is the news.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Vous écoutez bien sûr Radio France Internationale.
BBC.
Moscow.
Czechoslovak Radio Prague.
Where are my priorities? What the fuck? I just had a moment where I completely blacked out and have no clue which way my digital circuitry was taking me. Input dynamite, hash, tag oopsie betty 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 bit tie, version 2.138, data crystal 9, reboot. Please wait. Blackout. Please wait, cat pooped, input error, meow. Poop, pow, error, poop, D, loop, error, poop, roger, poop, error, roger fucking damn you, error. System fatal error, ba whoop, ba weep, returning you to Shyampa Radio.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Cue Betty.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's Crazy Florida News next. But first I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday, and, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Coke Oven Day. What the fuck is Coke Oven? Google search, required. Anyways, it's also National Paperclip Day, and of course, Memorial Day. Anyways, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Yeah, what is Coke Oven?
What is Coco? Well, do you want to do a little Google search before we go off to some?
Let's do a Google search. Here we go. National Coke Oven Day.
Coke Oven.
It's celebrated annually on May 29th.
Okay.
Oh, go away, pop-up box. Coke Oven is a French braise of chicken. Cooked with wine. Ooh, whoa, two what? Of our favorite things.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You snorted on that one. Yes. It's
because
wine and it's chicken.
And lardons, and, which is salt pork, oh, mushrooms, and garlic.
Oh, goodness.
That actually sounds good.
Oh. Oh. There comes the ambulance. flatline.
Looking really nasty.
Oh, flatline. Yeah, tell me about
it. Like, I don't want to clean up blood.
No, exactly. Jesus.
All right, go on.
All right, thanks, Maddie. All right, let me find the script again. Keep flying away from that. All right. Do you know that Dan Moore has everyday facts that you never knew? Yes. And there's actually like, I think there's 19 of them. So I'll have to go find them. There's only three on Radio for All. I don't know if you're seeing these cars up in the Chicagoland area, but recently many Florida law enforcement agencies have been displaying a vehicle designed to help remind people about the excessive costs of drunk driving.
I don't go out much.
You don't? Well, okay. So I don't know if you've seen it in the news. Or
no, I haven't heard about any of this. We do the usual roadside blocks where they stop.
So there's not. You don't have like the promotional. Do you even know what the car looks like? Have you seen a picture of the car? Okay.
That would require another Google search, but I don't know if we want to go there.
We don't want to go. We don't want to go there. Google search. That's totally understandable. What I'm going to do instead, I think, if I can find... No, I can't. Okay, never mind. All right, I was going to try to see if I can find a picture and paste it in the script, but I can't, so... Doesn't matter. The front half of the vehicles are painted to look like taxi, and the back half looks like a squad car. Written on the car are messages that compare an inexpensive cab ride, being $20, I think, to an expensive DUI conviction, being something like $5,000. WFLA, Channel News, Tampa 8... Channel 8 News Tampa 8 tells us that the Citrus County Sheriff's Office had their new Don't Drink and Drive patrol car on display during a traffic checkpoint during the 2017 Pirate Fest when 63-year-old Paul of Crystal River, who was no doubt living the Florida lifestyle, drove through the cones at the traffic control point. After driving through the cones, the sheriff's office said that Paul hit a detective's car and pushed it forward 30 feet into the brand new Don't Drink and Drive patrol car.
Hey, fuck that.
It's a terrible event, and thank God nobody was injured, but oh my God, talk about ironic. It is beyond ironic. Wow, this wine, really, I should have gotten more during the game. We may take a little mini break. Sheriff's office car, I'm empty. Look, I'm empty on the wine.
Empty.
See,
it's empty. Empty.
It's a Moscato, too. It's really sweet, so...
Oh.
Yeah, well, I like sweet wines.
I like Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio, I had that
Pinot
earlier.
Pinot Grigio.
I had that earlier. Today's a holiday. I started at, like, early. Both sheriff's office cars were parked and had red and blue lights flashing. Paul told deputies that he did not see them. Did not see those flashing those, and those lights are no longer, you can't miss those are bright lights. They hurt yes. when you pass them. When I'm yes. driving and I pass them, even sometimes during the day, but especially at night, it is very painful
for a purpose.
My God, so the idiots like this would see it. So anyway, so he did not see the flashy blinky lights. Florida Highway Patrol responded and arrested Paul for DUI. He was taken to the Citrus County Detention Facility in the back of the damaged Don't Drink and Drive patrol car. No one actually was injured.
Could I be arrested for an SUI?
What's an SUI?
Sitting.
While intoxicated?
While intoxicated.
Sitting where? Where are you sitting? It depends on where you're sitting.
Ooh, okay. Say that's a public public park. Public bench.
You could be hit with public intoxication. That's always a possibility.
On my front stoop, on my personal private home that I own.
Unlikely, unless you were drunk and disorderly. Meaning you were standing there being loud and disruptive on your front porch. If you were sitting on your front porch and drinking or drunk on your front porch, although I think certain municipalities don't allow open container drinking. Savannah allows open container drinking everywhere, which is kind of scary. Anywho, so it all depends on what happens. But yes, if you're on your own property, it's a little more tough. But if you're acting a fool, you'll still get your shit done. All right, let's move on. Have you seen this at all up north? Have you watched the news at all? Have you seen that? Look at this one. Is he a beauty? He's a beauty, isn't he? Yeah, I'm gonna throw this up on the Facebook as well. In fact, let's do that right now, because this story from the Miami Herald deserves to be shared with the world, shown to the world.
The brain level of people is just sad.
Yeah, well, maybe he's special. We don't know if his brain level is low, he's just special. Miami Herald brings us our next story of one of Florida's finest residents who has a face that only a mother can love. Well, maybe. The Miami-Dade police were contacted because someone looking suspiciously like the Joker was pointing a weapon at passing vehicles. Police found Lawrence, 29, whose green hair and tattooed face bears a striking resemblance to the Joker in the Batman movies, just outside an apartment complex on Southwest 104th Street in West Kendall. His arrest affidavit says that when the police patted him down, Lawrence told them that he had a gun in his pocket. I bet he did. And police... Ooh, ooh. There we go. There's the tag. Police asked Lawrence... he had a gun in his pocket, and police pulled out a loaded Smith & Wesson handgun with 6 live rounds. Police asked Lawrence for a concealed weapons permit, to which he replied, "I don't have a permit because it's too expensive," according to police reports. Lawrence was charged with carrying a concealed firearm and was booked into the Turner Guilford Knight Correctional Center with a bond set to $5,000. Lawrence's arrest affidavit lists him as a tattoo model, and he's actually gotten out of jail. He was bailed out, so that hit the news a little bit later on in the week. So
that was a late breaking story.
It was a late breaking story, but we're kind of running weird on time as it is. We got 15 minutes left, and I got another news story and all that good stuff. So it's a Florida nakedness. So we can't pass up a Florida nakedness.
No.
It's time for your Florida nakedness news from WFTS ABC Action News Tampa Bay. I like to do that tonight. That wine does that. 34-year-old Dunas and his 41-year-old cousin Irene were having a blast while at a party in Cape Coral one Saturday night, drinking heavily and being the life of the party, at least in their own minds. At some point during the house party, Dunas found himself with a machete, Nomas Pantalones, and a dream. Nomas Pantalones! According to Cape Coral Police, the neighbors in the 4300 block of Southwest First Avenue called to report a nude man in the street who was destroying mailboxes with a machete and threatening residents around 10:30 Saturday night. Officers arrived and took Dunas into custody, but Irene wasn't going to let that happen, so she charged the officers in an attempt to keep Dunas from being arrested. Police say they were both extremely intoxicated.
Of course.
Dunas.
Because what else is there to do in Florida, apparently?
Apparently not much else to do in Florida. Dunas was medically cleared at Cape ER before being taken to the Lee County Jail on charges of aggravated assault and criminal mischief. Irene went directly to Lee County Jail, did not pass go, nor did she collect $200. However, she was charged for resisting law enforcement. More charges are pending. And that's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyamba Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you too can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio experience? Give us a call now at 813-327-8566. But now, go grab your bones, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this.
Yay, blabbering on.
Blabber, 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 blabber.
Here it comes. Woohoo.
Woohoo.
The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
It's time for Two for Monday.
Ooh, yay.
And the two furs that I have picked are no more skinny jeans because they cut off your circulation. Right?
Yeah.
I told you this.
Yeah. You've told the world on Facebook.
Yes, I told the world on Facebook.
You did, yes.
Was that public or friends? I don't remember.
I don't recall. Doesn't matter.
Public. Just in case, you know, designers who make jeans are listening to me.
In case you become the leading authority in jean sizing and fit and style.
Anyways, since it's two for Monday, the other one is Aldi Wine.
Oh.
Apparently, the rosé was named one of the top best in the world.
Are you drinking the rosé?
No, I'm drinking from the other place that I go to frequently. Barefoot Wine.
Okay.
Pinot Grigio.
The other place I go to for wine. Wow.
Ooh.
I haven't tried Aldi Wine. Maybe I should try to pick it up. I got some Liefenschwitzen from Publix, but it was a BOGO and it was like $6 a bottle. So I'm like, fuck it. I got two bottles of wine for $6. One was a Pinot and the other one is a Moscato. And the Moscato is what I'm working on, which I would desperately love to refill.
You know what? It's funny. I don't like Moscatos. I think they're too sweet.
I like dry and I like sweet. That's how I like my white wine.
So is the Pinot Grigio dry?
Kinda, yeah.
What's an even drier white wine?
A Gewürztraminer?
The fuck is that?
It's a German wine. It is. It's like a dessert wine. It's a sweet, dry dessert wine.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I'll tell you what. There's some ad copy here on point number two. Why don't you read that ad copy, and I'm going to go get some more wine, and then you can start number three, and I should be back by the time you get going. How's that sound?
Okay.
Okay.
So let me get my voice going here, ladies and gentlemen. Do you fart a lot? Maybe you should try Fart No More. It is a dietary supplement made up of sea kelp, unicorn dust, mermaid fins, sea salt, X-lax, and molasses. Holy shit. Designed to keep you firmly in place in the bathroom so you won't stink up anyone else's sofa cushions. Ooh, I wonder if Anthony wrote this copy and was trying to say something, you know? I gotta ask him. But anyways, try some today at your nearest 11-7. Remember, it's not 7-Eleven, it's 11-7, where salmonella lurks around every corner.
So it looks like there's a new Thai restaurant down the strip mall. So how you doing there?
I finished. I couldn't stop laughing. I couldn't stop laughing through a lot of it.
Really?
So what is this whole thing about losing California? What's going on? Is California going to take a big saw and cut itself off?
Well, not necessarily physically. But
is it going to try to go to the East Coast to avoid getting hit by North Korea?
That's an interesting question. And if you were in the right frame of mind, you could definitely entertain that idea. Oh my goodness. All right. There's a movement by Californians. Cindy Sheehan is one of them. And we're going to try to get her on to the next show for an interview. But yeah, there's a big movement for California as its government to basically become a sovereign state, to become its own nation, to just defect the whole state, to just defect from
the federal government. California gives us what? Silicon Valley.
Yeah, a lot of produce. A lot of produce.
Yes. Yep. We get a lot of oranges.
Avocados, almonds.
Yep. All that stuff.
Hollywood. Well, I know it's crap, but either which way, it's important to some people, not necessarily me. But
that can all can go to New York. New York can have all that. No, I mean, I don't know. It's like I think the whole country in its own right is splitting, dividing, fracturing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has fractured, is fracturing. Who knows? It's in this process. But what I do know is that there is a lot more douches out there.
There are a lot more douches out there.
And, you know, there's people bitching about tipping.
Yeah, let's cover that. We got a minute.
Yeah, you know, it's like, how much do you tip? Do you tip at your local coffee store? Do you tip the guy that takes your bags at the hotel? You know, she's like, hotels are the worst, apparently, in New York. Yeah.
No. See, I always try to tip. Oh, we got a call, which is like a last-minute call here.
Okay.
Hold on.
Let's take this call.
Let me try to grab it here.
Hello, caller.
Caller, you're back on the air.
Yeah, don't forget the bees. They come from California, too, man.
Yeah, don't forget the bees.
Don't forget them bees. I gotta go, man.
All right.
I got something waiting for me here, man.
All right.
All right, dudes. We got you there.
All right. Don't lose the bees. Respect the bees.
Wow.
Yeah. So, definitely.
I heard the door slamming. That must be the cleaning crew.
I think so. They're getting close. They're getting close. So I try to tip in certain things. I don't tip on everything.
Do you tip the cleaning crew?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Well, do you leave them an envelope?
Yeah, but I think once they accidentally got the wrong envelope and for somebody else. And they really didn't like that very much, so it kind of got ugly really quick. Speaking of ugly, hey folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I think this, I may have been locked into the booth now. I think they may have, yeah, I think they've locked me in here. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special little snowflake way.
Because we're all snowflakes in our own special way.
Exactly.
Yes, thank you everyone for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Cheyenne Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show. Just do it. It's called Weekend with Joe. And you know what? I tend to play a lot of jazzy stuff because when I come home from work, jazz does tend to help me unwind. It's stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern, until we fit something else in that time slot. We will get back to 3 hours, not 4 hours of Toppers. We just have to find some programming. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home much more enjoyable.
Wow. So much awesome programming. You won't find this stuff on mainstream media.
No, you won't. Boring.
Oh, and hey, be sure you tune in to the R. Because, see, here's the thing. Anthony and I also own Cheyenne Radio, but Cheyenne Radio is the home of the Joe and Anthony Show, and hopefully another show. Maybe it'll be like the cooking show or the crazy
Joe
show.
Cooks on the air.
So anyways, tune in to our 24-hour internet station, which is Cheyenne Radio. That's www.cheyenne.info, CHIAMPA.INFO. We have the most current up-to-date broadcast schedule, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on Facebook.com/CheyenneRadio and also Twitter @CheyenneRadio.
Wow. How about that? See, there we go.
It happens.
It happens. Yet another show.
It happens that way.
It does happen that way. It was fun. It was quite enjoyable. Yeah. It was enough. We had Ezel called in. Looks like we have ourselves a handful of listeners. Maybe one day some of them will call in. It's all
so
right.
So on Surge, Steve likes me.
Steve? Is that your little Dunkin' Donuts hottie?
No.
Oh. Oh, hi, Steve.
He's somebody on Surge.
I think you should say hi to Steve. But in the
say hi to Steve.
You should say hi to Steve. But anyway, in the meantime, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at www.cheyenne.info. Remember, folks, don't go swinging a machete while stealing bees and letting your ding-a-ling flap around just because your face looks like the Joker. Have a good night. A good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a V for Vagina.
Boom chakalaka, good night, T.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Cheyenne Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Cheyenne Radio.